Carol, any reservations about where that's coming on land and where it's going down the side of the park beside the highway?
It's coming up on the park boundary, preferably in the right of way. And they are discussing it with the state to come on land within the right of way. But when it hits the easement for the electrical lines, it hits the poles. So it's then just on the electrical poles all the way to town. Where it comes into City Park right now, it would continue that way.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? David, your hand's still up. I'm assuming that's just left.
Sorry. Yep. No
problem. All right. Seeing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes, 13C, resolution number 05-20-1528 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2020 budget by creating the Coronavirus Pandemic Emergency Special Revenue Fund and accepting coronavirus relief funds in the amount of $3,851, $851,103.41 for costs that are necessary expenditures due to the public health emergency with respect to the coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, from the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, DCCED, and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution 05-20-1528.
We move. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Assemblymember Decker, I think. Yes, City Manager Von Bargen.
I apologize for the long title, but much of that language was required by the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development to be in the title.
I'm having a little drink here to clear my throat. Any other questions or comments on this? Seeing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13D, approval of the AML Southeast Cruise Port Position Letter.
This is Powell. Move to approve AML Southeast Cruise Port Position Letter.
We move. Do we have a second?
Second. This is Ann.
Seconded by Ann. Discussion. Lisa, do you want to maybe just give the Assembly an update on how this came about again?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. Essentially, a group of Southeast Port representatives came together, facilitated by AML, to discuss mutual concerns regarding small ship cruising. It started off as a request by the Commissioner of Health, who asked AML to meet regarding this. And what ended up happening was that the Commissioner said, really, communities, you should get together and figure this out with industry. And so we did. We came together as a group and talked individually as a group, without industry or without state officials or anybody included in that conversation, and expressed concerns and really agreed that this needs to be one team, one fight moving forward. And I hate to say it in those terms, but as a group, we feel like the Southeast ports need to be adopting a set of minimum standards under which cruise ships and cruise ship passengers should be allowed to dock. And that helps keep our residents safe. It helps keep visitors to the community safe. And it makes sure that cruise operators, especially small cruise operators, have a set of criteria under which they're operating, protocols under which they're operating, that are the same from community to community. Again, we know that there may need to be some additional aspects in each port given the unique circumstances, but the feeling is that we needed to have one unified voice going out to the cruise industry and to the state of Alaska to let them know that we have a set of expectations. And this is the letter that the position letter that AML drafted on our behalf to go to industry. I know that it has already been shared with industry. I think that that actually happened as a result of our meetings with American Cruise on Thursday of last week. And American Cruise reached out to AML after that. And as I indicated in the COVID update, there is a meeting tomorrow with our cruise ports and with AML and other small cruise companies to have a follow-on discussion. So I think it's the letter is before the assembly because the request was made that it was understood that each community would have to take action on this to determine whether or not we wanted to support it, and then come back to the group and see what kind of regional support we have for it. So this letter is being taken to councils and assemblies across the region.
So a couple of things that were important to me that got into this letter. One is that the cruise ships had the capacity or will develop the capacity to evacuate their own COVID positive people. We learned along the way that it is not appropriate for them to just take them back on the ship and isolate them away. And that we don't have the capacity in our community to be taking in COVID positive people. It just doesn't work. Now, of course, if they're gonna be medevaced out, that's fine. Because that we have that in place, there's a plan for that, but we need the cruise ships to stand tall and get their own folks out. That is embedded in this. Testing is something else that they, at least the one cruise ship line that we were working with, they had zero testing on board. They were basically going to swab and then ask for communities to run PCR tests along the way. At the time, we didn't even have PCR, and we still don't have PCR testing abilities in the community, but we will be getting them. And that's actually designated for Fisheries First. And the reason why is that we know that we have to be able to respond quickly in with fisheries. I think the letter is really good. I really like it. And I really appreciate all the community's inputs on this. Our community is unique, and we're unique in our capacity, we're unique in our abilities. And we'll just come out and say it, I am worried about how soon they wanna come, especially given that more than likely we'll be having some type of 4th of July. I think having a big cruise ship in right before that event could spell problems for us. And regardless of how the response to the letter, I'd like the assembly to have a discussion about the potential of postponing the first ship until a time that's more appropriate. There's also an economic factor that tour operators have spoken to me about, that they have a certain level of cost to insure their boats just to get them ready to go, $30,000 or whatever it is. So if you have 8 visits through the year, you could actually be going backwards trying to facilitate this. We know that they're going to have decreased capacity on the vessels. So although you may pick up some economic activity in the community, the actual vendors of the tours could potentially be going backwards. So there's a lot to consider on that. But I think the letter is an excellent start. And from a region-wide standpoint, it's an excellent start, but I would really want to reserve our right to tailor our community's response. Assemblymember DeLong.
Yes, just want to bring up some things I thought about after the workshop that we had with the small cruise ships, because it does speak to not all cruise ships are created equal in the way that they do spend their funds in our town. as a small business owner that, you know, a shop that they have to walk by to get to the, some of the key walking points downtown. We can look back at our sales when these boats come in, and sometimes it costs us employees to have them there on these special boat days. So these are things that kind of came to mind after we got offline in our special meeting. And that cruise company that we were on the line, that was great that they gave us a lot of access, but that one specifically uses buses to get people to places. They don't even have the foot traffic that is best for what we're all trying to do in social distancing and be a part. That particular company really did school bus their people a lot around town. And as a business owner, we can kind of look back and have a track record on what these boats are specifically bringing to the community. I'm saying stuff after the fact that because we had that meeting, and I just want to make that apparent to the assembly that some of these cruise ships are being told, hey, hold your money, shop in Ketchikan and Juneau. They have better shops. There's some that we build relationships with some of the crew that they directly tell people, Wrangell's the coolest town you're going to be in. They're all independently owned businesses. Spend your money here. So as a business owner perspective, we sometimes, if a cruise ship comes in that we know on a Sunday isn't going to bring us the revenue, we'll keep our doors closed. So that's just something I didn't necessarily add to the conversation last time, thought of it after the fact, but just so we're on that same vein. Some are good to us, some aren't giving the best cues to their people on board. Just putting that out there.
Thank you, Assemblymember DeLong. Any other comments?
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead, and then we'll get to Julie.
One of the things I wanted to recognize is that Assemblymember Decker had recommended to me that perhaps we as a group, the Southeast Ports, actually consider getting some medical advice just to strengthen the language that we're using with regard to minimum requirements and protocols. And that was something I was hoping to bring up with the group with AML. Tomorrow might not be the best opportunity to do that with cruise companies on the line, but that's something I intended to broach with the group the next time we come together.
Assemblymember Decker.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for that, Lisa. I've learned a lot about this issue over the last couple of months, and I appreciate the fact that this letter is trying to get everybody in Southeast Ports on the same page. I think that is a good effort, and I hope that we can do that, because I think that would be the best for not just the communities, but businesses to plan for and all kinds of things. But when I read this letter, it does strike me as being sort of less specific on the sort of medical side of the medical justification for things that are needed. I've sat through a lot of meetings in trying to come up with a plan around seafood processors and fishermen. And, you know, things like on the first page, number one is below are some expectations for operational safety that have been articulated by AML members. Number one, testing to occur regularly. Well, what does that mean? I mean, there's testing is not the end all be all. It's just one point in time. And it's the reason why, you know, the state is requiring seafood processors to have two tests over a 14-day quarantine period. So, you know, asking for testing regularly, does that mean if you're going to be on a ship for a week that you get tested once? And, there's things like that that I feel like we need a little bit of beefing up in the sense of with medical credibility. And I don't mean this to be sounding like I don't want cruise ships to come to Southeast, because that's not the case. But they are, if when you're talking about trying to deal with a virus, the way cruise ships operate go against every kind of mitigation for virus transmission that you can think of. And so it's a very difficult scenario to try and think through how this can work in a safe way. So I would appreciate like some consultation on that part, if possible. My one experience on a cruise ship, my daughter got norovirus and she got quarantined to our room, which meant I had to also stay on board the book. She was like 7. So anyway, I know they deal with stuff like this actually more regularly than they probably want to talk about, but it's also kind of a different virus than norovirus. So that's all I have to say.
Okay, Lisa needs to take a break, and I'd like to be able to take a recess for 10 minutes. Lisa, is that enough time for you, or do you want 15 minutes?
I'm happy to go if you don't think you need me for the remainder of this discussion or the next item.
I think we're okay. Let me just double check where I'm at here. One second. Sorry. Just gotta jump on.
I just didn't want to be rude and leave the meeting and people not understand why. I'm gonna go. If you guys decide you need to break, go ahead. Otherwise, please feel free to go forward.
I think we can. We've got 2 items left, basically. So go for it, Lisa. You're fine. Thank you.
Damn it.
Oops. Assemblymember Powell, you're live.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to. Ask Lisa, I don't see Carol on here anymore, and it was about 13C, I believe.
David, Lisa's got to go out right now. She's taking a break. So if you have a question for Lisa, then we need to take a break and we can come back.
Okay, no, Steve just met. Lisa, I'll just call you later if that's fine.
She's giving you the thumbs up. Okay.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes, go ahead, Kim.
Sorry, it looks like Carol is still on the line, if you had a question for Carol.
Yes.
If you have a question for Carol, please go ahead.
Carol, I was looking at the plat where that line was coming in for GCI. It looks like there's a 6-inch force main through there, too. Is that going to affect anything?
Assemblymember Powell, we kind of moved on here to the letter for the cruise.
I'm not trying to stop it, Steve. I just want to make sure they understand that there's a 6-inch main through there.
Okay.
Just a knowledge thing.
Sounds good.
I will verify that. Thank you for bringing that up, but I will verify that that won't cause an issue.
Thank you.
I think they're separate, but yeah, I'll verify it.
Thank you.
Okay, we're on the cruise ship letter that's been drafted by AML for regional ports in Southeast. Any other comments or questions? I think your feedback, Julie, to receive some more medical advice is good. My thoughts during our meeting with the one cruise line was that there seemed to be the plan was not very thorough. The closed ecosystem of a cruise ship was not really considered very well, I don't think, in terms of once you have it on that boat, what's going to happen. But, you know, we're dealing with the same thing with the processors, closed systems. And I think a part of it is testing and catching things early and trying to prevent it from spreading throughout. I think that's going to be crucial. So, we'll definitely bring that up tomorrow in the meeting with them. Any other thoughts on this letter?
Steve?
Yeah, go ahead, Ann.
I'm with Julie on this. I'd like to see some clarification on some of their points. They do seem real loose. And maybe that's something we could just mention, that we'd like to see some of these fleshed out a bit.
I think that they wrote it a little bit looser because they weren't writing it for a vessel. They're writing it for everything from the Wilderness Explorer to the 300 passenger big ship, right? That's still considered a small ship. So you can say you have to have an isolation room. Well, on the Wilderness Explorer, that's not going to work. It might work on the 300 passenger ship. But I agree, we can be more specific for sure on some of the points. But I do believe they're trying to keep sort of general to cover off all the different, everything from 80 passengers or 60 passengers all the way up to the bigger, small
ship. Okay, so, but there's nothing to prevent us from coming up with recommendations that specify things a little more clearly.
Absolutely. And I think that's what I was trying to say earlier, is that this is not, we're going to sign on to this letter that's a general letter, but this is not specific to Wrangell. This is specific to the region. And okay. So we have to take a look, because quite frankly, Juneau is in a very different position than we are.
Right.
So they will be able to handle things much better than we do. Assemblymember DeLong?
I just want to bring to a point that AML is such an encompassing, you know, municipality entity that, again, I think we should just take it as more of a general statement and a unity of our general area, and, you know, come down with more specifics definitely at that time. But AML is an entity, and being general, I think it's a good push for them. So I appreciate them writing it up.
Any other comments or questions? Okay. Hearing none, Kim, poll vote, please.
Okay. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay.
That's so funny. Why is everybody laughing?
Well, because Powell's dog started barking as soon as he took his mute off.
Okay.
It was hilarious. It's perfect timing. Okay. Item 13E, approval to accept the resignation of Assembly Member Drew Larrabee from the Borough Assembly. Well, I guess you don't get to resign, Drew. So much for heading off onto your next adventure.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry I have to leave you guys, but packing up over the next week so we can get leaving is kind of important, and I wanted to make room for the next person to get in and get their feet wet and be able to make the decisions on all this stuff coming up. So
thanks, sorry, Drew.
I can't force you to, but it's kind of important.
So if we could get somebody to make the motion, that'd be super duper.
Move to accept the resignation of Assemblymember Drew Larrabee from the Borough Assembly and to direct the borough clerk to begin advertising for an unexpired term ending October 2020. This is Powell.
Good move. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
And a seconded it. Discussion.
Bye, Drew.
Thanks, everyone.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Drew, we do really appreciate your sticking it through till the very end here. And actually, Assemblymember Larrabee got in touch with me and was more than willing to stay on right up to the time that he left if I felt that was the most appropriate with the city manager. And I really appreciate your dedication and sticking it out and serving twice on the assembly. We really do appreciate your time. And this, you know, for folks listening, this takes a lot of time. And Drew has a young family and is teaching full time. And so really appreciate that you put so much effort into this, Drew, for your community. And we, I, And I know everybody wishes you well on your next adventure here and your administration administrative role in your new district up in Tok, right?
That is correct. And thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, we have a drive through.
I hope you have a head bolt heater.
No, I'm going to have one installed.
Good idea.
Okay, is there any other discussion or questions? Hearing none, poll vote please, Kim.
Okay. Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. It's available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15 is an executive session. We have none tonight. And item 16 is adjournment at 8:53 p.m. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate your time.
Good night, everybody.